Am I a simple man? Do simple things make me happy? Yes. And every 4th of July, I look forward to the Nathan's Coney Island hot dog eating contest. Not for the competition, per se, although I am interested to see if Joey Chestnut can win again. And it's not that this is a couple of weeks ago, so we all know by now that Joey Chestnut has done it again. He ate 62 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. Not his best mark of 76, but still enough to win going away. It's his 16th title in 17 years. He's the most dominant athlete in the world. He's the most dominant
eater
in the world for sure. Competitive eater. And I tune in at 11 o'clock Dallas time, 12 o'clock Eastern time for the intros. We've had him on the show before. He runs the tour, the competitive eating tour, George Shea. But he's also the PA guy. He's the hype man, not only in promoting an event before it happens, going on radio stations like ours, TV shows and all that, but he is the PA guy. He is the hype man at the event. And we all think he's absolutely hilarious. He's dressed in a suit. He's got the old-time straw hat that you'd see maybe in the early 1900s. And if you think NFL Films is overwritten, or maybe the pregame in the Tour de France and how they build that up, this is hot dog eating, but the way he describes the contestants is so overwritten but so hilarious. We've listened to this every year now for about the last 10 years. This may be the best one because I wonder how much feedback he gets. And I think when he was on our show a couple of years ago and we were telling him how great he was and how much we love it, I wonder if that really got him into the lab to write this year's entries because they're absolutely hilarious. Here we go. The intros for those who are about to eat hot dogs. Now, they're going to be described as difference makers in world history, but here we go.
His great-grandparents were Back Fat Johnson and Muffin Top Murphy, two of the greatest meatloaf and gravy eaters of the early 20th century, who met at an eating contest in 1927 and married soon after. Carrying on the family tradition here today, the wild card winner, Rookie Joe Przybylowicz. He was first seen standing at the edge of the shore between the ancient marks of the high and low tide, a place that is neither land nor sea. But as the blue light of morning filtered through the darkness, it revealed a man who has been to the beyond and who understands the secrets of life and death. For he was buried alive under 60 cubic feet of popcorn, and he ate his way out to survival. And that is why we call him the Houdini of Cuisine Crazy Legs Cocktail.
A Boston native, I gave him a copy of Dirtbag Massachusetts for Christmas.
A U.S. Army vet who served our nation with a tour in Afghanistan before becoming a professional wrestler. At the eating table, his personal best is 29 and one half hot dogs and buns. From Buffalo, New York, Hotel Alpha Romeo Tango Mike Alpha November Hartman Ronnie Hartman. Year of our Lord 1352.
Uh-oh.
Plague throughout Europe. Chaos, violence, and death. But within the very collapse of civilization was a seed of hope. The prophecy of a boy to be born some 700 years in the future, who would go on to represent Mother England in the most important and prestigious gathering of nations in the world. And so the vision has come to pass, for he stands before you now. He is the number one ranked eater in the United Kingdom, with 32 hot dogs and buns. The number 15 ranked eater in the world, from England and the city of Leeds, I give you beard meets food, Adam Moran.
Getting huge
great
beard.
To see Moran back here. It's like seeing Fulham in the Prem. World order restored.
In Japanese, Zosan means elephant. That beast that is loving until crossed, patient until tested, gentle until threatened. And so it is too of Zosan the eater. Where round his competitors, he becomes furious. Ladies and gentlemen, 100 pounds of sushi, 18 pounds of hamburger curry, 12 pounds of ghost chili ramen, 5 feet 8 inches tall, 120 pounds, from Tokyo, Japan, in his Coney Island debut, Zosan Pakpak!
Is it possible to eat beautifully and happily in this contest?
I call it sixth generation eating. It's a different approach than our guys.
He is the gluten-forward, lactose-tolerant, carb-curious, ketosis-averse, insulin-resistant, pro-pesticide, anti-organic, salt-positive hero we need in this world right now. 59 and one-half glazed donuts to become the donut-eating champion of the world. 41 Nathan's Famous hot dogs and buns. Ranked number 10 in the world, but ranked number 1 on the continent of Australia. From the lovely city of Sydney, I give you James Webb.
Okay, so you get the idea there. And what stands out to me in some of that, outside of the hilarious writing, are some of those stats fake? 100 pounds of sushi for that one dude?
See, I think a lot of that is writer's embellishment, but I'm going to guess the eating stats are not. This is a professional event. This is the event.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to fake those stats.
18 pounds of hamburger curry? To me, that's more impressive than 68 hot dogs.
Well, we said 100 pounds of sushi. Over what time?
Yeah. I don't know.
Because nobody's going to eat. You can't eat that in one sitting. It's not humanly possible.
59 glazed donuts.
Yeah, that's
how does a human survive? Okay, you've done that before.
I've come close to
in
that.
Whatever 10 or 20 minutes. So those are for people who are ranked. You can only imagine what he says about the guy who's about to win his 16th title in 17 years. Let's all face the Northeast and listen to George Shea introduce Joey Chestnut.
Are you ready? Thousand generations of humanity, yet we have evolved not at all. Bound like animals to the laws of physics, shamed before the universe. And in all of history, only one man has stood to say that he will dictate what is and is not possible in this world. I speak of this man.
Oh, yeah. Got to get some hype music going.
For he has broken reality, and all of time pours down around us now at once. Simultaneous and endless, erasing cause and effect, and opening all possibilities before us. And the ancient powers are subordinated to their own creation, and they smile at his achievement, and they say he shall live forever. For he does not do it for money. He does not do it for glory. He does it for his people. He does it for his country. He does it for freedom. And the gods shine down on us now. And the gods shine down on us still. Because of him alone. Because of him alone. The Nathan's Famous 4th of July champion of the world.
Okay. Do you think we have freedom and all that other stuff he listed because of Joey Chestnut?
No. The guy eats a lot of hot dogs and stuff.
He almost makes you believe it, though, doesn't he?
Yes. So great.
It's so awesome. But here's the thing. This year, I watched that like a week later because they had a two-hour rain and lightning delay. So I sat there from 11 o'clock.
Eating competition? Oh, yeah. It was outdoors.
It was outdoors, gotcha. Yeah. There at Coney Island. I waited there for 2 hours and finally gave up on it and didn't see it till days or maybe a week later and found it on online. But yeah, even after a 2-hour rain delay and lightning delay, Joey Chestnut pleased the gods with 68 hot dogs in 10 minutes. And they estimate now that the tens of thousands of hot dogs that he's eaten, he's taken at least a year and a half off his life.
Worth it to be the greatest at what you do?
I don't know. But it also frightens me that they say that if you eat a hot dog at and bun, it takes 13 minutes off your life. I need to do my own math there and see where I stand.
They're so good, though. I only have a hot dog maybe a couple times a year.
Yeah.
Maybe. And every time I have one, I go, man, this is so good.
You know, we had some on the 4th of July, and they were good, good.
I think the only time I ever have a hot dog is at a Rangers game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very solid.
You have the same experience of,
pretty
man,
good.
This tastes really
yes.
good.
Yeah.
And I try not to think about what's in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't think about what's in
it. But they do taste good.
Are you ketchup only, mustard only, ketchup, mustard combo? That, I think, is the magical taste, ketchup, mustard combo.
No sauce.
Absolutely plain.
No sauce.
I love ketchup.
Nothing on it.
I'm with Craig.
Just hot dog and bun.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Oh, man. I think the mustard ketchup makes it so good.
Hot dog.